sure.
What the hell?
Thank you for holding. Is this Eric?
Yep.
Hey, Eric. My name is John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm all right.
All right. Better than bad. I'll take it. That's good. I understand you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you, but looks like you're in a unique situation when it comes to your Google business profile. Before I start throwing numbers at you, did you have any questions for me about the listing or how the placements on Google work?
Well, I mean, I just don't know how, like, y'all are going to get my business, my Google business profile to work, because, like, I'm the only administrator of it, you know, so, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a section in your Google business profile where it says ad manager, and then usually when you go into that section, it'll tell you that if you're going to have somebody manage it, to try to get a premier Google partner to manage it, somebody that's actually authorized by Google to host it for you, and that's what we are. We're a premier Google partner. We're right next to Google.
Oh, so yeah. So that's okay. So, like, they give y'all access to it, and y'all are able to do it, like, instantly, basically, whereas I have to wait for fucking 2 weeks or something.
The Google headquarters, they don't
get an answer.
Yeah, Google headquarters won't call you, and they don't really respond to Google business profile problems. That's the whole point of having us as their partner. They have a premier partner company that'll take care of the business owners. That's what we focus
on. Yeah, that's what I'm literally, you know, I'm figuring all this out after months and months and months, but I was literally talking to my chiropractor 1 hour ago and about this problem, and he said that he has
somebody that does
company that used to be in the yellow pages, you know, like Thrive or something, right?
Yeah.
Just saying that they get stuff done whenever they want to.
That's a Google partner,
okay. So,
So this you gotta get somebody to
legitimate at least.
Yeah, we've been in business for 21 years, since 2000.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I have, like, people call my business, like, all the time, you know, or, like, yes, and stuff, so, like, you know, I mean, you just don't never know what's even real and what's not, you know?
No, very real company. We're right next to the Google headquarters. I'm a Google certified technician myself, so I go down there 3 times a week. It's 10 minutes up the road from us, and they oversee all our operations.
I lived out there for about 5 years.
Oh, really? What parts?
I lived in San Rafael and Tiburon, but I worked for Renewal by Anderson, so I covered the entire
I know
Bay
that
area.
Company. They have a huge Google account, Renewal by Anderson.
Yes.
They do a big advertising profile.
Probably the biggest.
We're actually in Orange County, so Google Building 1 is now like Irvine, Newport.
Oh, y'all are in SoCal? Yeah.
Yeah, they moved it. So if you look up Google Building 1, that's the main headquarters now, and it's off of Jamboree here in, like, Newport.
I got it.
I still go up there, though. Like, they have a San Francisco one, and they have the Mountain View location is the original Google headquarters where it all started in 96.
Yeah.
But so your listing right now, I mean, it's got an old name on it. And so what we have to do is we have to access that Google business profile or have you add us as manager. We'll be able to actually have to delete that. So you're going to lose those two reviews.
I already have the Alabama patio covers. That's what I mean. Y'all are calling me about my old Google business profile.
Well,
like, I have an Alabama patio cover profile. It just hasn't been verified yet.
Right, and that's maybe I jumped the gun. Okay, so your current profile is not going to get verified until we actually remove the other one. It has to be deleted.
Okay.
So you have to get
into
that.
That's what it was. Okay, so it was deleted as of like 2 days ago, but or something, and then
it's live right
nothing
now.
Was happening because nothing was happening with my Alabama patio covers one. I tried to turn it back on like 2-3 days ago. I don't know if it came back on or not. I guess it did.
Yeah,
you know, but I'm like, I have to have some fucking company name up because, like, nobody can search. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, I mean, because that's still my legal name. You know?
Yeah.
My legal company name is. Yeah, that's still my legal name federally, but I'm changing my DBA, you know, to Alabama Patio Covers.
Okay. Well, the point I was trying to make, though, is, like, that causes a discrepancy with the search engine itself. A lot of it's AI,
yeah.
So they'll look at that, and they'll go, okay, same number, different name, same address, different name, red flag, right? And they suspend it because they don't know if they're giving people accurate information. So we have to clean that up. We have to fix that for you and clear those discrepancies. And then we can actually do the optimization on the new Google business profile that'll bring you up to the first page when people are looking up patio covers and any of the other services. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I don't have any competition here, so like, you know.
Well, there's two companies that are doing pretty well for the patio cover keyword. It's The Backyard. I don't know if you heard of those guys. It's just the name of their company.
Yeah, they do garbage. Yeah, they do garbage wood stuff. Like, I do high-end aircraft grade aluminum.
I believe you. I believe you. I'm not disputing it. I'm just telling you they're paying to be advertised for patio covers, and then Auburn Deck Company as well.
Yeah, I know both of those guys.
Yeah, and there is Watson Brothers Patio and Hearth, but, you know.
They're my partner. I have a showroom in their store.
Okay. Well, they're, you'd actually be listed in front of them with the optimization that we do. So, you know, kind of give you an opportunity for people to call you directly without the third party in there. So that's always good, you know. It saves you some money there. But yeah, your website looks good, and that's great. That's something that we're going to want to have attached to the Google business profile. And since you've already built that, that'll actually save you money since we don't have to build one for you. So it's really just a matter of clearing your discrepancies and then doing the optimization for the business so that way it's listed there. In order to continuously keep you up there each month, it is a month-to-month service that you'd pay for. Obviously, we do it month-to-month for a reason, though, because that way Google can say that these people are coming back on their own. You're not coming back because you have to. And usually a smart business owner is not going to keep paying for it unless they're seeing good money. And obviously, if I'm making you good money, you don't have a problem using it, right? Every month. If we could prove to you we're bringing in customers.
Yeah.
Okay. You cut out there for a second. So that's pretty much the basis of it. I mean, it's not just about resolving these issues. The reason we're contacting you is because we have the opening, and obviously resolving the issues is just a byproduct. We have to do that in order to uphold our end of the agreement and have you listed on the first page. So kill two birds with one stone there. Normally what we do is we usually charge $4.99 month to month. That's what Auburn Deck Company has and The Backyard has. It's a platinum package. I can put you on the same package, but I could reduce the rate down to just $2.49. on a month-to-month basis. So you'd be paying about half or 50%.
Say that one more time.
I reduced the rate by 50%. So instead of you paying $4.99 like The Backyard or the Auburn Deck Company, you'd be paying $2.49 month-to-month for the service.
All right, and I mean, you know, I mean, I'm a business owner, right? So I'm just like, why would you give me half off the price of the other two? Because you already have the other two, and, like, including me, we'll just get more money for, like, the same type of stuff?
Well, no. So there's a couple of different things that are working in your favor. One, when even though your original business name is different, when you have a new business name, it's technically classified as a new business when we do your Google verification. So they have cheaper rates for new businesses. Also, we're actively looking to fill the spot. So it's kind of like a combined incentive of if I make it more affordable and month to month, it'll help us fill the spot today, which we're actively looking to do. But also, you're new in business credit. And so the Backyard and the Auburn Deck Company, you're right, they did establish their agreement a long time ago. And so usually when you establish your agreement, we send you everything in writing, and then that's the deal. Like, it doesn't change unless you call in and add other services. So,
I mean, you know, I just like to be, like, real upfront and honest, and, you know, if it's like, if it all makes sense, I'm going to do it, you know what I mean? But, like, I just like to be straight up and just you know, like, just make everything simple and easy.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Just to shoot you straight, though, I did go drop the pricing. It is an attempt to try to establish a relationship with you. And then I also, when Tara sent the call over, she said that you weren't really interested in a reoccurring payment, but I go, hey, if I can get the rate down and you're evaluating this $249 rather than $499, it's going to be a lot easier to show you a profit margin at that rate. I mean, even if we just bring you one job, you're going to see significant ROI, and you shouldn't have a problem continuing to use our service. And that's really our goal, is to work with you long term, not just for a month to resolve some issues.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, $250 like a month, you know what I mean? So what exactly is that going to get me? Like, how can you prove to me or whatever that you're going to, you know, it's going to get me some business or whatever?
Yeah. I mean,
the rest of
Google advertising has been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years. And 90% of searches that are done on Google start and stop on page one. So, I mean, we're putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look at the end of the day before they actually call somebody. So, I mean, if anybody's going to be able to get you jobs, it's this.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, the only thing that, you know, that I keep coming back to in my head, right, is that, I mean, my other company is a new business, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I didn't pay anything at all, and I'm still on the front page because there's, like, you know, there's not that many people here. So, like, I may not pay to be on the front page. I may not be the first one, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'm on the same page with them, you know?
Right. So, like, yeah, the difference between the guys above you and you is just they have a professional that's optimizing it for them. And obviously Google's trying to fill that spot. So once they do, you know, you'll definitely see it, like, trickle down. And you don't want to be buried.
Yeah.
Like I said, most people don't go past page one.
Yeah, and then, well, that's where it's like, but that's where I'm paying half the price, but, like, y'all tell me y'all going to put me above them, you know, and they got more reviews than me, you know.
Well, I didn't say above them. I didn't say above them. You'll be there with them, and then how you're listed, 1, 2, or 3, will be based on the location of the end user. So the point is to be consistently on page one and accurately listed, and there's only 3 top recommended guys in that Google Places section where we'd be listing you, but then Google's going to organize them.
Is that like the sponsored section or something? That's like where it says sponsored on it at the top? Or
no, next to the map there. We do the sponsored ones, but those ones are pay-per-click. It's a different package. I mean, that one that...
Are you talking about on the map? So you talk about when it pulls up on the map and it's got like 3 or whatever.
Exactly.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, you'll be one of those guys. We could do the sponsored ones for you, too. Like I said, we're partnered with Google. We also do the Google Guarantee Program. It's just the bill is going to be different. Like, the lowest I could go was the sponsored section.
I'm not trying to do no sponsored stuff. I was just trying to understand.
Okay.
If I'm going to be spending money, I just need to completely
know where you're going to be.
You know,
Yeah, but we'll actually clean up all your listings online, Eric. Like, it's not just Google that we're going to fix that Google business profile, but, like, anything that's on Yelp or Yellow Pages or Thumbtack or Amazon Alexa voice search results, the Apple Safari search engine on Bing, you know, we'll be able to clean up all those listings with the old name and update it with the new name. So that way you're not having stagnant listings because of discrepancies.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing I'm listed on, you know, right now, but I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, you'll be easy to make happy if that's just your main goal. You know, a lot of our customers are relationships based on making sure they're making money each month.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I get one job off this, like, you know, then this is absolutely nothing, right? Like, I mean, if I get one job off this, it's fine for the whole year, basically.
Right.
Pay for it, you know, that's not the issue. It's just, you know, like, my thing is, like, can you guys, get my business profile and all that change, like, in the next couple of days? Like, if y'all can do that, then, like, I will go ahead and spend the money, you know what I mean? And, like, be on that. Like, so that's what I'm really, like, trying to get done the most. And then, you know, as a byproduct of being able to get that done more efficiently, I'll also be top 3 still with my new Alabama patio covers. Like, that alone is worth, you know, the $250 a month. So, like, if y'all can get that done for me ASAP, then, like, you got a partner right now.
Okay. Yeah. And that's exactly what we'll do. So I'll create the account and verify the information that needs to be there with the new profile. And then I'll schedule a client interview. In that client interview, they'll go over all the services that you want to be listed for and the areas that we want to target with the new listing. And then they'll also get access to that old listing. And then once we get into that old listing, we'll be able to go ahead and get it removed. And then obviously, with the new listing that's created, we'll do the optimization based off of what you're requesting during the client interview. and move forward getting you listed there and start generating those customers. And then we have an app and a tracking system too, so you'll actually be able to download that app and keep track of everything we're bringing in for you too, Eric.
Okay.
All right, so I got to create the profile. What's your last name?
Story. S-T-O-R-Y.
Okay. And it's just E-R-I-C?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your business email address? I'm going to send all of this to you in writing and a receipt.
All right. And this is all going to be for the new one, right?
Yes. It's going to be for Alabama Patio.
All right. Yeah. So my email for that is eric@alpatiocovers.com.
Okay. And is this phone number we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. And how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
8 to 6, Monday through Friday, 8 to 1 on Saturday.
Okay. 8 to 1 on Saturday. And Sunday closed?
Sunday is closed.
Okay. All right. And then for the Google verification, let me see. There's okay, the old address is hidden. That's good. What's the street address that we could do or send the PIN verification letter to?
426 East mm-hmm. University Drive.
East Uni.
And that's Auburn, Alabama. 36832.
Okay. I gotcha. Do you want me to hide the street address?
Yeah, because it's not, you know, it's my house. I go into people's homes. I got a showroom, you know. I mean, like, yeah, definitely hide the address. People don't even know my home address.
Yeah, I hear you.
I just show it as a service area, you know.
Yeah, it's more so just for the PIN. Like, we don't really have to display it. A lot of guys I work with do business from home, and we just hide it for them. So I'll have it hidden.
Yeah, there ain't no need for it. Yeah.
Okay. Save. Okay. So I got the profile. I attached your website to it, the alpatiocovers.com. Tara sent that to me. Let me go on update. Save. Okay, good. And then you said you still have access to the old Google business profile, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have... I have two,
yeah.
You know, business profiles.
We got to delete the old one, though. The one that's not Alabama Patio Covers. So you got to get rid of that.
Yeah, so I need to delete that right now.
Well, if you give us access to it, we can make sure it's deleted properly, or if you want to just do it yourself, either or. But,
You can do it.
We just got to make sure it's gone, because if it has, like, the same address or same phone number, it's already registered as a business, and that won't let us do the new one.
For sure.
We do need to clean that up. All right.
Okay, so what do you need from me right now?
Right now, I just want to schedule the appointment for the client interview, and then I'll set up the agreement with the $249 pricing structure. And then during the client interview, they'll go over, like, all the keywords, and we'll get access to the Google business profile and everything if they need it. So.
Okay. So, let's see, I have a business selected right now. You want me to just remove it right here real quick?
Yeah, I mean, if it says you can delete it, but also, you know, they might ask for those credentials just in case. Like, if you push delete and then it's still floating around up there, then we're going to have to get in there and properly remove it and see what's going on.
Okay. So. Yeah, I mean, I just went to businesses selected, actions, I can mark it, open, temporary, close.
Yeah, just make sure it doesn't delete Alabama Patio Covers if you have them both in that same login, you know?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, there's two different ones. So, I mean, I can just check it, right? So right now I have, technically they're both called Alabama Patio Covers from what I can see. Because
that's how it should be.
Change the name. I try to change the name to Alabama.
Eric, I don't know if, I mean, maybe let's just hold off on it, because my fear is, like, you press that and it deletes everything, and we're not going to duplicate Alabama Patio Covers. You don't want two of them either. That causes the same problem, but we got to look at it and see. I won't really know until I get in there, but I don't want you to delete them both and then us try to reactivate one. It's going to cause a big headache, slow everything down.
Okay.
Okay. Then I have to place a phone call, and they got us on this, like, waiting queue.
No, I'm trying to do this as efficiently as possible, dude. So you,
yeah,
you
let's just let the pro get in there. Yeah, we have 450 right. people at work here, so, I mean, I won't be able to tell you until we look at it and get in there. So let me let's just do it that way. When can we do the client interview, though? What time works best for you?
Anytime. I mean, like the next 2-3 days or, I mean, like today or tomorrow are the best.
Yeah, today preferably. Like I got a slot available here between 1 and 2 o'clock. Will that work
That's
for
fine.
You? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just working on quotes and trying to get some stuff. And it's up to the Secretary of State trying to finalize this for my license stuff and, like, just trying to get nice. The damn name change taken care of. It's just, like,
heck yeah.
Not fun.
We're going to do some heavy lifting today. It'll be a good day. It's going to be productive.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
All right. Let's go. Eric's story. All right. I got you locked in, and then they're going to send a calendar invitation to you, to your email, and they'll text you 1 hour before the appointment, too, as a heads-up reminder.
All right.
Okay.
And then what, they'll just call me, or they'll Zoom, or what?
Yeah, they're going to call you on this phone number, the 334-740-2584.
All right. That'll work.
All right. And then how do you want to secure your first month's payment of the $249, Eric?
Debit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Both. Well, okay. I mean, either or, you know, I mean, it's my card says Eric Story and it says Alabama Patio Covers.
Okay. I want to add it because this is a write-off for you. You'll get it back when you do your taxes, the business expense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The 426 East University Drive is the billing address for the card as well?
It is.
All right. I'm ready for you.
Give me a second. I'm walking back in.
Okay.
Found a caterpillar on the floor.
Is it a green one?
Distracted for a second. I don't even know. I wasn't going to have a nap and get it out.
Yeah, those brown ones with black spikes, don't touch them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Card. All right. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
All right, 4731.
4731.
4732.
4732.
7895.
7895. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
427.
427, and then 3-digit code on the back.
380.
380. All right. Okay, and I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. We always do this as added protection for the business owner. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me. But this is going to outline the service agreement, and we'll send this to you in writing as well.
All right.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here, Eric. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and its added protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Eric Story. I mean, so, like, my legal name is Justin Eric Story, but I go by Eric. Do I need to do my first name?
No, that's fine. We were asking for the business name first, if you could state the business name.
Oh, the business name.
Yeah.
Alabama Patio Covers.
Okay, then now can you state your full name and title within the company?
Yeah, Justin Eric Story, owner.
Okay. And to answer your question, we'll have you listed as Eric Story. That's totally fine, if that's what
okay,
you prefer.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. And it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to let us... do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
All right. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's April 23rd of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for a platinum package bundle. I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign, and I've locked you in on this new in-business credit for as long as you choose to remain with us. So you'll keep that price indefinitely. You can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue, just let us know before the 23rd day of the month so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process this payment here. When this goes through, you're going to start getting some text messages and emails from our company. You'll have a full outline of the agreement in writing. You want to sign off on that when you get a chance. You're going to have a username and password for your tracking system. We have an app. I highly recommend you download the Local Splash app. It's super easy to use. It'll just make your life easy as a business owner, not having to keep track of all this stuff. You can just log in. It's all right there. And then there's also going to be a Google verification request. So it's like a form. They're going to ask for any like license, insurance, business registration. If it's required by the state of Alabama, we want to make sure that we have that stuff and we present it to Google when we do your verification. So that way they could put the little badge and check mark up there, letting them know we verified you.
Yeah. So is that like including like a home builder's license?
If that's what you have, you know, on the verification form,
that's what
it'll just
tell us. That's what I have, but it's still, that's what I'm literally sending off today. I was sending off today or tomorrow. I got to get it notarized, but
yeah,
I just developed a relationship with Angie Lee and with them. And well, I mean, I just did it to get some extra lead flow.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, but you'll probably cancel those guys after like 2 months of this. I don't think you're going to want to buy those leads anymore once we have this all situated.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, but again, dude, it's like anything that gives me one job a month damn near one job a year, like
more than
pays for it. So,
yeah.
Like, so I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm literally just starting to try to grow my company right now. Like,
you're doing the right thing. The only reason I say that, Eric, like it's not a bad thing you signed up with those guys, but their main way of getting leads and the leads that they sell you is Google advertising. So they're basically doing this in order to get leads to sell to you. That's why I'm saying like once have everything up and running and fixed, you'll be able to get in contact with those people without having to pay the lead fee or go through that third party.
Yeah, without the middleman. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll probably leave them, but you got to wait for us to get it all up and running first. So it's good that you have that. You can supplement those leads.
Yeah, well, I'm about to hire
a
sales guy. Like I said, I'm about to hire my first sales guy, too, because like I've been doing all the sales and all the installs.
It's a lot of work.
I've been trying to build all the pictures you see on my website, you know, like
I've
been trying to just get the right customers and the right stuff and get everything dialed in.
You could send in photos to us too for your new Google business profile. I'll actually send you that email address right now too. But the new profile is going to need some pictures and stuff to it. I mean, we already have your website attached, but if you have like a logo, we can make the logo like the homepage for it.
I got the logos and all the pictures. I mean, I send all that stuff for me.
Yeah, if you just send it to that email address, it'll come right through to us, and then we could upload it on all the platforms instead of just one at a time.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right, that'll work.
But it looks like you have the agreement in writing there, the subscription terms, and then you got that email. You'll get the username and password will come through, and then directions on the Google verification. So right now you're basically good to go. Your only homework for right now would just be to sign your subscription terms. Now you can go over that and sign off on it. And then I got the client interview locked in here between 1 and 2. So we'll circle back with you and we'll walk you through that client interview process.
Okay. And then after that is when I'll be sending like the logo and pictures and all that stuff.
You can start sending those in right now if you want. Yes. I mean, you have the email. So anytime you're ready, we'll know it's you because we already have your email and number on file. So you can just copy it and send those in.
So y'all been sending emails already?
That email I just texted you, the photos at localsplash.com, that's for the photos. So any pictures, logo you want to send in, send it to that email address.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty easy.
Right. Yeah, that'll work.
If you have any problems with it, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension right now, too. So I'll be your account lead, and then I got a team of guys that are going to help me with the fulfillment and make sure everything's going smoothly for you.
All right, sounds good. And what was your name?
My name's John. I'm the director, actually, here. So they brought you to me so that I can approve the deal for you.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, man. I like when I'm like dealing with somebody like you, you know?
Yeah, does the hiring and firing. Not going to give you the runaround.
Well, yeah, just somebody that I can talk to and that'll be real and, like, can do stuff, you know, like, can make shit happen. Right?
Yeah, I'm a real straight shooter. So they kind of work under me. So it's like you tell me something and maybe I won't exactly jump on it right then and there, but I got like 20 guys underneath me that I'll be like, hey, you know, you do websites, jump on this for him. You know, you do the Facebook stuff, jump on Facebook for him. Yeah, so we'll get it knocked out for you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well,
and
thank
then,
you for signing up.
Y'all
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and then, like, so do y'all actually have the backyard and Auburn Deck Company or just some other? But,
it's a Google partner. Yeah, I could see who they're working with and exactly what they're doing, what keywords they're using, but it is another Google partner. But we're all in the same network, so Google can oversee our operation. So I can kind of log in and see what keywords he uses and what areas he's targeting and kind of mimic that.
Yeah,
if you like. So that way you're showing up where you're showing up.
Yeah, I got you. That's cool.
He does pretty good, Auburn Deck Company, actually.
Yeah, they've I noticed they've been getting a lot more reviews and stuff and all, and that's they which their company, I don't know how long it's been around. They basically work out of a lumber company, so they must know that guy. But I mean, I know that they've been doing pretty good. So I mean, if I could get any type of traction like they get with my business, then I'll be, you know, killing it. So
yeah, they're not far from you, honestly. I mean, I'm looking at them on the map.
Auburn's small. Auburn's a small area. Like, it's not, like I say, I mean, I know who those guys are and everything, but I mean, I don't like I mean,
it's weird because you're all centralized in this area, but it covers up to 40 miles. So it's like they use this is like the centralized hub for deck building companies, and then y'all sprawl out into different areas.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, like, if you want anything done right, you got to get it done out of Auburn here. Like, it's just a smaller, you know, it's a smaller population of people. So this is like the only, like, real city. There's a, you know, a college here, Auburn University. And,
right.
You know, so I mean, it's just like you got more like engineering and just all the, I guess, like higher end people, and all the rural areas, you know, are just nothing really there. You know?
Yeah.
Just
they call you guys for help.
Only if they need something like a home builder. Like, most of the time, people out in the rural places, like, they don't even have building codes and stuff that, you know, they don't even have, like, places where you would go get permits, you know? So, like, they just put up little wood shingles. Like, you know, they don't give a damn. They ain't paying nobody like me to come. You know, to come out there and, like, you know, sell them a $20,000, $30,000 patio cover.
Yeah. You really want to target people in basically in the Auburn area at the end of the day.
Yeah, for the most part. And that's why I'm getting, like, with, like, Angie, is just to, like, target exact specific places. Because I have another dealership marketing agreement with my manufacturer. And because I have a custom manufacturer out of Tampa, Florida. So I get at least 30 leads. I get at least 30 leads from them a month. Yeah, all my stuff's super unique, like.
The patio cover guys in Tampa are like multi-millionaires, and everybody's got a patio cover out there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the guy who founded the patio cover company that I contract with, or whatever, that I'm a partner with, I'm a dealership for.
He ran the largest
patio cover company in Florida, which is in turn the largest one in the country.
Yeah.
And he saw, like,
definitely,
because
you need, like, a one-room patio cover out there, especially if you're in areas where the wildlife comes around. Yeah, you need that. You know, it's, like, the only way to hang outside in some areas without getting harassed.
Yeah, by bugs and stuff.
Bugs,
now they're starting to build. They're starting to build all these, like, small patio covers on new houses. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's starting to piss people off, so you get a lot of extensions. Because they got, like, a little 8x10 area, you know, they can't do shit with.
Yeah.
But
you got to pull permits.
Anyway.
Too. It's a headache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I can get some exposure like those other guys, then I'll absolutely kill it. Because those guys just do
that
kind of
That's
basic,
what it is half the time,
stuff.
You know? A lot of the time, guys are doing better, and they're like, how is this company doing better than me? And they're only been in business for this long, or they have less reviews than me. And I try to tell them all the time, I'm like, the guys on the first page, they're getting 90% of the traffic. If you're not on page one, people don't even look at you half the time, you know? So it's like, this will do it.
Yeah, for sure. And like I mean, I haven't been wanting to grow yet, but I've been watching, you know, those companies that did exist when I started my company.
Yeah. You know, well, you don't want to put it on the back burner and ignore it, you know? Like, you got to start somewhere. It might have took those guys a year or two just to build up to the reputation that they have. But if you just go, hey, I don't want to start on it today, then a year from now, you're still not going to be there. You know, you got to get it going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. And now's that time. So if y'all called at the right time, like I said, I was literally just talking to my chiropractor about this 30 minutes before y'all called.
Well, I feel like we got the right guy. I don't know if you're religious, but that sounds like a religious thing there.
Well,
you manifested.
Sure. That's why I stayed on the phone as long as I did, because I was like, well, yeah, let me go ahead and listen, because I done got calls like this so many times over the last 2 years, you know. But
yeah. It's all about
listening. Y'all got some good people, you know, working under you, and you seem like a good guy and all, so
yeah.
I mean, that's what did it, you know. Most of the time,
yeah,
when people call me,
success,
I'm just like, I can
all,
just fill
all
them
about
out
working
based
with
on
the right
how
people.
They talk.
Yeah, we gotta work with the right people and people to get along with. That's another part of the battle. I try to tell Google, because they have some reps that are, I mean, they've gone through the schooling and they did all that stuff. But yeah, but I'm like, man, they call people and they sound like they're not from the States. It's like, I'm born and raised here. I mean, I hear somebody like that, I hang up on them in 2 seconds. Like, why would you even have a
call?
Well,
it's just, and I don't even care about that. It's more just like, hey,
I don't even care
about something, you know? When they talk like that and they're like assholes, like,
yeah,
for sure, you know, like, that's, yeah, like that Google pissed me off the last couple of times they called me, because I'm just like, hey, can somebody help me? Like, and he's just like, oh, no, we'll email you in like 3 days. Like, okay, I guess I'll talk to you never, like, you know.
Yeah,
so,
wasting my time. Yeah. 3 days I could have gotten the client, you know. That's the difference between a $20,000 job and not having it, you know.
Oh. Yeah, for sure, man. I'm like, that's why I'm definitely glad to get connected with you today and get this taken care of. I appreciate
it. Likewise. Hey, if you don't get paid, we don't get paid, though. So let's get this thing rocking and rolling. I'm going to notate your account and get the starting points on it going, and then look out for our phone call. We're going to follow up with you here between 1 and 2 and get everything going with the client interview and getting access to that old Google business profile, fixing it for you.
All right, that sounds good. I'm going to go ahead and start sending some pictures and everything.
All right, I'll be looking out for them. You have a great day, Eric. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.